Thursday, June 19, 2008, MOFA bungled reaction to Diaoyutai collision. Xu, in the midst of the blame game over the collision last week of a Taiwanese fishing boat and a Japanese marine defense frigate near the Diaoyutai Islands, representative to Japan Xu Shikai, whose resignation was accepted by President Ma Ying-jeou on Tuesday, sat down with Taipei Times staff reporter Jenny W. Xu to tell his side of the story and share his views on the future of Taiwan-Japan relations. Taipei Times. Question. Some Chinese Nationalist Party KMT legislators and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs MOFA have said that you failed to report to the government about the incident in an accurate and timely fashion and that this caused confusion in Taipei. What happened at your end when the incident took place? Could you take us through the chronology of the events, including the role you and your office played? Xu Shikai, answer. The accident took place around 3 a.m. on the 10th. About 2 hours after the accident, the Taiwanese Economic and Cultural Representative Office's TECRO NADA branch office called Taipei and our office to report on the accident and said the boat sank but that all the men on the board had been saved. They said they were on the way to Ishigaki Island to visit our men. I gave the go ahead because the first priority was the safety of these people. As soon as I arrived at the office that same morning, I called several key Japanese politicians to meet with them. I was able to get 2 officials from the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries to meet with me at 3 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. that afternoon. The 2 officials were directly involved in the incident and said they would report back to the ministry on the issue. By the end of the night, I had met 7 prominent Japanese officials, including a former prime minister and 2 incumbent ministers. I met with a total of 9 high-ranking officials that day. We all agreed to keep the incident minimal in order to avoid damaging the much-cherished relations between Taiwan and Japan. I called for the immediate release and repatriation of the 16 people on board. The next day, the Japanese released the 13 recreational fishermen who kept the 2 crew members and the captain in custody. It just so happened that former Vice President Annette Liu Xiaolian was scheduled to attend an international conference in Tokyo on the 11th and to 12th. That morning, Liu and I visited former Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Aso to inform him of the matter. Later that afternoon, we also met at Nikakong, a Taiwan-friendly parliamentary group, in an open setting to make our case. President Ma Ying-jeou also released a 4-point statement on the issue. On the 12th, I contacted the Interchange Association hoping to meet their chairman to let him know about the 4-point statement and to protest on behalf of Taiwan. The Interchange agreed to meet me at 10 a.m. the next day. Our office notified the media. So, in public, we only met with Japanese officials 2 times, but in reality, we kept close contact with Japanese authorities throughout the ordeal. On the 13th, on the way to the Interchange Association, I received a call from Foreign Minister Francisco O. Hong Lien, who instructed me to tell the Japanese that I would be recalled if the captain were not released. That night, the Japanese released the boat captain. When I received the news, I immediately called Minister O to inform him of the release. At the time, I thought there would be no need to recall me since they had released the last man. The next day, MOFA still sent me a telegram demanding that I come back right away. But in the MOFA official press release, they used the word recall. During the negotiation process, our office kept Taipei updated on the latest developments. We called Taipei several times each day. We did exactly what our jobs required us to do. If Taipei was not clear on anything, they could have called us too. If you are not professional, maybe sometimes it will be hard for you to fully comprehend the situation. The minister probably did not read the daily communication log between our office and Taipei, which would show that we kept in close contact with Taipei. He probably only got his information from the newspaper. Question. Some people say the Japanese official's expression of the regret over the incident was not equivalent to an apology. But you have stressed that in Japanese culture, regret can also mean an apology. If that's the case, do you think it is still necessary for the MA administration to demand a public formal apology from Japan? Answer. It is international custom that countries do not easily apologize unless defeated in a war. In many countries, there is a basic understanding of the significance of certain words. Even though the word literally means one thing, it could mean another. But we don't have such a system in Taiwan. We only look at the literal meaning of the Chinese characters and ignore what the word means in Japan, especially on a diplomatic level. A few days ago, a Japanese Coastal Guard official, Hideo Natsu, head of the Coast Guard's 11th Regional Headquarters in Naha, Okinawa Prefecture, even said, "Mushiwake arimasen," and took a deep bow. We should accept their goodwill and not keep pressing for a formal apology. In diplomacy, when one party shows goodwill, the other party should reciprocate by lowering its insistence. In this case, the Japanese side has already displayed goodwill by bending its usual protocol to release the 16 men, agreeing to compensate them and offering a sort of apology over the incident because the Japanese really want to maintain their good friendship with Taiwan. To reciprocate Japan's goodwill, MOFA should let me go back to Japan immediately. If the Japanese don't live up to their word after that, then recall me. Recalling an ambassador is one of the severest forms of diplomatic protest. By recalling me, Taiwan loses its bargaining chip in negotiations. It also affects how Japan evaluates what appropriate compensation is. MOFA should completely exhaust all of its diplomatic tactics before turning the issue over to the Ministry of National Defense. We must weigh the situation carefully and come up with the best scenario for both sides. We should always reserve protesting as the very last option, or else MOFA should be renamed the Ministry of Protest. When everyone is demanding goodwill, we should do the same. Question. On Monday, you refused to report to the legislative yuan and said a soldier can be killed but cannot insult it. Why use such a strong phrase? Answer, because they, Pan Blue legislators, were already berating me and calling me a traitor even before they had heard my report. If I had gone, I would only have been insulted more. I am an ambassador of this government, even though I support Taiwanese independence. They should support and protect me. MOFA should have defended me from their insults. But instead, MOFA purposely asked me to go to the front line, knowing full well they hate me. The foreign minister even said most of the negotiations with Japan were done in Taiwan. If that's the case, then MOFA has more reason to send someone who was directly involved in the negotiations to report to the legislature. Why ask me? Question. In your opinion, how has the incident affected Taiwan-Japan relations? What do you see as the future of bilateral ties under Ma's leadership? Answer. After Ma was elected on March 22nd, the foremost concern in Japan was whether Ma was anti-Japan. I tried to quell the concern by telling the Japanese that Ma deeply valued Taiwan's relation with Japan and that this was evident during his two visits to Japan during his campaign. In Ma's inaugural speech, he never mentioned Japan, which sparked some concern from the Japanese delegation. Once again, I tried to assure them by telling them that the Japanese delegation was the second group of foreign dignitaries that Ma had lunch with on inauguration day. It shows that he deeply values Taiwan-Japan relations. But of course, I worry about the future of Taiwan-Japan ties going downhill during Ma's administration, and that's why I have made a big effort to make sure the new representative will have a smooth transition. The Japanese already had concerns about Ma's attitude toward Japan. That Ma was too slow in his reaction to the incident might raise more concerns. Question. After serving the country for so many years, how does it make you feel to end your career as a public servant this way? Answer. I have full confidence that I did my best job and I fulfilled my obligations. Although President Ma has approved my resignation, he and all would have publicly commended my efforts as the Japanese representative over the last 4 years. I am not very close to Ma and I am therefore not very familiar with his Japan policy. An ideal candidate would be one who is well-versed in the Japanese language, culture, and has a tacit understanding with Ma.